fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 14th day of April. The prepper tip today is to review and get, make sure you have everything you need for fire protection around the home, a small fire extinguisher near the kitchen range, a fire extinguisher in each vehicle, and a way to protect your home itself from fire, whatever that takes for your area, fire breaks, a long, heavy-duty garden hose. That kind of thing would be really helpful. Make sure you know how to safely and properly use that kind of equipment, by the way. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Brady. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberated Rocket Eaters. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture a wood-burning appliance that has no smoke. The only stove we're aware of that burns both normal firewood and wood pellets. Available for immediate shipment because they're in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
Well, I know you're a busy guy. You probably didn't hear the last hour of my show, but we probably saved an uncounted number of men's lives by letting them know that a slightly elevated PSA does not mean surgery or radiation. In fact, we had a caller who's going through that himself, a regular caller, Charlie in Florida. And it's happening to tens of thousands of American men all over the country every year. They get a slightly elevated PSA, and these oncologists, these doctors, they scare the hell out of these guys, urologists especially. They scare the hell out of them into getting unnecessary surgery, unnecessary radiation, ruin their lives as a normal man for the rest of their lives. I just want to make sure you knew about that, Brady, in case you ever have that kind of PSA test yourself.
I've not had that kind of a test. It was one of the things one of my corpsmen when I was in, doing what I was doing. He was just like, you're young man, he was like, the cancers of that region are, you're pretty much your number one chance. And he was just asked me some other personal questions like, have you given yourself an exam? And I I was just like, you know, Doc, I'm kind of familiar with what my anatomy looks like. So being a young 20-year-old man, I was especially in a war zone. Learn to get familiar with yourself. But
right.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a big concern. I'm a firm believer in, you know, sort of you are what you eat. You know, the pharmacy starts at the farm, and there are, you know, especially these days with our massively, massively overprocessed foods, there are a lot of dangers out there. And, you know, so me and the rest of the guys in the shop are constantly trading, you know, sort of information and advice on how to do that. And we all sort of have our own little diets that we're trying. But, you know, it's definitely, I, for one, feel better, you know, dropping a lot of the artificial sugars and starches and stuff like that, and focusing mainly on meat. Although my main concern now is being able to source quality meat with the mRNA injections that they announced yesterday.
Right. Well, that's a major concern. Tampering with the food supply is a very serious, very major concern. I'll be talking to my one of my neighbors sells beef locally retail. The majority of my neighbors who are cattle ranchers, they just drop off the cows at the auction barn and get their check. They don't really process or sell the meat themselves. But the one neighbor does, and her and her husband are going to be really busy, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it is. And I also think that because I believe that this is kind of a plan to sort of try to inject the those of us that did not swallow the propaganda, that basically they're coming after us through this sort of method. And so I would fully expect to see something like what they've already started trying to do with the Amish, which is, you know, threats, intimidation, you know, trying to take over your business, you know, and stuff like that. You know, it's like, okay, well, you don't have to inject your cattle, but you're not going to be able to sell them anywhere, right?
Right.
That sort of a thing. So.
Right. Well, there was one Amish farmer. He won a major lawsuit against the government in that regard. And I say, good for him, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's one of those things that I've been studying up on some law and things like private member organizations to sort of get around some of those stuff. And it's the sort of thing that, you know,
right.
I will certainly be looking out for.
Well, that's what the Amish farmer did. He had a private club. He was not selling anything to the public, which took him out of all the regulations, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You're not engaged in commerce if you're only transacting among those who have, one, willingly sought you out, and two, paid a price to sort of come and be a part of your thing. And I think more and more, you know, the only way that we're really going to be able to get out of this without having a war is for more and more people to actually look up, you know, what the actual laws are. And I actually mean, you know, proper laws, not just the civil codes and statutes that can be changed or modified at any time under, you know, politicians' whims and agreements with major corporations trying to, you know, stamp out the small-time business owner.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's what a lot of these regulations are from the EPA. They're written by lobbyists and given to the legislators, and they're passed, and they're written in such a manner to eliminate the competition, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, when when a politician, you know, proposes a, you know, more than 10,000 page, you know, bill, whether it's supposed to be an omnibus bill or not, they all wind up being that way.
Right.
And like, I understand that there's supposed to be, you know, a little bit of give and take in negotiations and exchanges and compromises, but that doesn't mean that they all have to come together in the you know, same package. But that's what's been happening, and that's a big part of why we are the way that we are. And, you know, all of these things, these monstrosities, they just pass, you know, sweeping changes all across the board. And they'll even tweak little, you know, tidbits in the laws. Like, they'll change the definition. And doing things like that is how you wind up where a law that once meant this now means something rather different.
Totally.
And all you have to do is just tweak the definition of a couple of little words.
That's right. That's right. Well, as I learned half a century ago, the study of law is the study of the English language. We have Liberated Rocket Haters in stock, ready for mini shipment, don't we, sir?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sitting about, probably got about 45, 50 sitting of them in the shop. I've got at least a dozen. We've been doing a lot of rearranging. Our production slowed. We had a couple of guys take some needed vacation time to go spend with families, the rest of us pretty much been in the shop cleaning and maintaining and, working on some stuff like that. We've got the surplus. We also understand that this is the time of year when people are not really thinking about
heat. They aren't thinking about it. They're not thinking about it. Well, we have a sale that goes on until the 29th of this month at midnight. I got an order ready to get over to you, John in Trout Run, Pennsylvania. John, your order is being processed, and we'll get that shipped to you. But the time to get ready for the winter of 2022-23-24 is right now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I had my dog out this morning, and the weather is fabulous. It's like whatever you want to wear, you're going to be comfortable. And this is really the time where you really want to get outside. And if you're going to have to be, you know, crawling around and, you know, the attic, trying to, you know, figure some planning for stuff, this is really the time of year when you really want to be able to get it done, you know. And it's cool enough to wear in the evenings where, you know, if you after you're all done and you're ready to sort of try a fire, like, that's, you know, this now is the time to really do it. But, you know, most people seem to wait till you know, September, October, November, you know, right, after the cold's right. Already getting there, and then, yeah.
And then they have to wait because we sold out everything, and we're trying to probably catch up.
Because everybody's trying to catch it all on the same time, yeah.
It reminds me, you know, with the modern technology, we know a week before a hurricane's going to hit Florida. But 24 hours before it hits, that's when everybody hits the highway and tries to escape, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, growing up, literally 45 minutes from the Gulf Coast, I couldn't even count the number of times. And especially growing up there, you know, it's one of the natural disasters like we would sort of get used to. And so, you know, it would be funny because, like, it's particularly when I was younger and dumber, I would, you know, hey, I'm just going to go over to a friend's house and, you know, not even thinking about the weather. And then I'd be like, why is the traffic so awful? And, you know, yeah, it's people right. trying to get out of the road. And
exactly.
Then coming back home, I would have, 4 feet of water in the roadways. And
oh, my.
That was another.
that was a good retention. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, at my website, at thelibertyman.com, we got some photographs to look at of the Liberated Rocket Heaters. They're beautiful. The standard color is a very nice satin black. That's what mine is. For an extra charge, you can get a custom color. And for an even larger extra charge, you can get pretty much any color you want if you're willing to pay the money, right?
Oh, absolutely. If we can do it, we will. So it's, the gold always stands out to my head, but we painted a heater gold for somebody, not sure why, but you know.
Well, I was fortunate enough to see that, and my goodness, that was beautiful. I mean, that whoever does did the, put that coating on there, they could have been working for Cadillac. As beautiful as this coating was, it was flawless. It was beautiful. Hey, go for it. You know, if you want to spend the money and have a custom color, go for it. Most people go ahead and get the satin black cover, don't they?
Oh, it's probably at 90 to 95% of all our orders.
Right,
is the black. So
right. Well, listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. This is a wood-burning stove that has no smoke, rated by the EPA. Some things the EPA does quite well. One of them is measure smoke coming out of wood-burning appliances. 99.5% efficient. Smoke is not just a waste product, which I always thought it was. It's not. In fact, it's not a waste product at all. It's unused energy going up the chimney, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. It, you know, and this past week, I forget when exactly, I, you know, had an 80-something-year-old woman call in, you know, had been heating her home with wood, you know, growing up, and then, you know, switched to electric and propane, sort of middle life, and, you know, she got her gas bill, and now she's looking at, you know, going back to some kind of wood. She heard about us somehow, gave us a call, and was just like, what is this? And you know, I'm having to talk to her about a lot of the basic concepts that she thought she knew. You know, you burn, you get smoke, right? Well, no, it's smoke is the product of an incomplete combustion. You know, it's wasted fuel. And one of the other things a lot of people don't really think about when they're thinking about fire and stuff, when you don't have smoke because you're burning completely, one of the other byproducts that you don't get a lot of is ash. Like a 40-pound bag of pellets, you know, 40 pounds of wood being burnt in a liberated rocket heater, and you're going to get, you know, a tiny little pile, maybe 4 or 5 inches around, I would say, tall.
Yeah, I would say about a quart of 24 hours. A quart of ash, and that's the minerals that's in the wood that can't burn. That's what you pull out of there. Now, anybody, if you're listening to me and Brady talk here, and you're familiar with wood burning stoves and wood burning furnaces, what you know now is never ever put conifers in there, pine, cedar, conifers. You simply don't do that. Now you're going to get an education. With Liberator, you can safely burn all the conifers, all the softwoods, pine, cedar, any wood, because you've got such complete combustion, you have no creosote buildup. It simply doesn't exist, does it?
No matter how much sap is in the wood, because the internal temperatures of the Liberator are hot enough to actually crack those molecules open and utilize them as the proper fuel that they you know, are supposed to be used as. And this is, you know, I forget how many people I've talked to from like areas like the Pacific Northwest or further up in altitude in like Colorado, where pretty much all you have are conifers. And, you know, there some of those guys are just, you know,
ecstatic.
They're like, wait, you mean I can burn actually all of this wood that I mean, I've been doing it anyways, but yeah, you actually can. And it's clean and it's safe. And you're actually, I actually think, you know, I haven't got hard numbers on it, but I actually think you get a little bit more temperature, a little bit more heat actually out of burning those softer woods because, there's additional, they are traditionally listed as one of the worst firewoods because you don't get as much heat out of them. But I actually think that we actually get a little bit more heat out of them because we're actually hitting the temperatures that are hot enough to burn them. It's like, you know, a truck running gas versus a truck running diesel.
Right.
The diesel truck actually has more power, but you need more compression to sort of break it open.
Right. Well, I don't recommend burning conifers in anything other than Liberator. You know, one season of burning conifers in any other stove, you're creating a massive fire danger, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know if I'd necessarily swing to fire danger, but you're definitely going to have a nasty chimney full of creosote,
well,
which is where
a chimney fire is a sight to behold. It's like a rocket taking off. Here's our last break this segment. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. Like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. A $500 discount is huge, isn't it, Brady?
Oh, yeah, it's probably one of the biggest ones I think we've ever offered. Good till the end of the month. So
that's right.
If you're getting your tax return late.
Right at 2 weeks to make your mind up. I like to use the term peace of mind. Knowing the Liberated Rocket Heater has been ordered, getting it installed, ready for the following winter, having a supply of either firewood or wood pellets or both, I have a supply of both, is definitely peace of mind, knowing that no matter what happens, power grid goes down, no sweat, GI. You get charred on money, no sweat, GI. Using wood pellets only, it cost me $160 a month to rent to keep my farm warm and cozy this past winter. And it's a good size house. That's less expensive than most people can heat any other way that I can think of. How about you, Brady?
Everyone I've talked to where that subject has even come up, you know, I just get astounded. You know, people are talking, you know, $400 on the cheap end, $500-$600 right. easy. Right. You know, right. I've had several people tell me their heating bills were over $1,000 a month.
Oh yeah, it happens. It happens. Everybody has a budget. I don't have a budget to spend that kind of money on heat, and I don't need to, because I got a Liberator rock heater stove. I can burn wood pellets for 6 hours a day or firewood at no dollars a day. I've got 3 acres of forest here, a never-ending supply of firewood if I want to make use of it. And for me, it makes sense. And I think for many of our listeners, it makes sense also. But the time to do that is while the sale is in effect. And if you want to save an additional $300, just make a trip to beautiful Lebanon, Missouri on old Route 66 to the factory and pick up the Liberator yourself. We've had people pick these up in pretty compact cars, haven't we?
On two separate occasions, I have fit a rocket heater and a pellet hopper into the back of a Toyota Prius. So,
now that's yes. A small car. They're smaller cars, but that's a pretty darn small car.
Yeah.
So, my Liberator and pellet hopper fit in the trunk of a town car with no sweat, GI. And, ladies and gentlemen, this is your opportunity to act now, save $500, get that peace of mind that can only come knowing that you're independent of the power grid and you're going to save a lot of money next winter. That'd be mm-hmm. a really smart thing, wouldn't it?
Oh, and if you actually listen to the whisperings of those in the know, you're going to see, they're talking about something's going to happen with the dollar in the next few months. The stock market's getting crazy. Gates and they're at the top. The big investor guy that lives in Nebraska. They've been right. dumping stock like crazy, mm-hmm. And stuff. So, you know, regardless of anything else, I would argue that it's safe to assume that something's going to happen with the dollar. Your bills for everything are going to go up. And you get something like a Liberator now, and you know that, you know, you're pretty much going to be set for the winter. Even if, like, we actually get into a World War III and some kind of nuke or EMP gets set off and the entire power grid goes down, you will still be able to heat your food. You will still be able to cook your food, and there's just a certain peace of mind that comes with that, you know. You stop worrying about a lot of other things, which allows you to focus on the other things that you need to do.
That's right. So this is your opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. You got 2 weeks to make your mind up, get your order in. This $500 off sale ends at midnight Saturday the 29th. And smart people who want to plan ahead and get ready will be making this move, won't they?
Oh, absolutely. It is the way to go. I wouldn't be working here if, you know, I thought otherwise.
So. You changed your life to move here, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I know you did. I know you did. Thank you, Brady. Thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Friday. We appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Okay. We have Bob and the Hour Break. We'll be back with Blondie. Stay tuned.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Mr. Sandman, bring me dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Sierra Moore here on Friday, the 14th day of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, there's a lot there, 9 gigabytes. Information you'll find nowhere else, literally nowhere else on the internet. That would be the articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist. And then we have the intelligence briefings brought to us by a friend of mine, a former counterintelligence agent. The latest intelligence briefing in red letters. If you want to know what's going on in the world, this is the place to find out. It's a compendium of interesting news articles that he spends a lot of time finding them that will help you understand our world. And, of course, the humor section. We need humor in our lives. One of the things I found out in combat is the guy who doesn't have a sense of humor is the one that's going to get you hurt. You need a sense of humor, and we have some interesting, fun things there at the humor section. That's one of the newer sections we have. And last but not least, of course, energy cleaners. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, what are you waiting for? Are you doubting Thomas? No sweat, GI, because I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Clinic. That's what I do, for me to you personally. So check it out at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line for the Energy Clinic and the mattress pads that go with it. I got the Energy Cleaners back in stock, by the way. 800-592-9543. We have patient Wayne in green with my friend Rondi. Rondi lives in the beautiful ski country in the mountains of Colorado. We're talking about the events today and how incorporating the Life Advantage products to your life, like I've done, will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Rondi.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. You sound bright and perky, as always, my dear.
Thank you. It's a rainy day in Colorado.
It's a what day in Colorado?
A rainy day.
A rainy day. Okay.
Yes.
Which means it's rain and not snow.
At my elevation, it's rain, but up higher, certainly we're getting snow today.
Okay, gotcha.
Again.
I gotcha. Well, I got my glass of Axio right here handy, the sour cherry. It's an adult flavor. Most children wouldn't like that. But what something I started earlier this week around is making it a gallon at a time rather than a quart at a time, because I go through it so quickly, it's a lot handier to make a gallon at a time. Four little packets in a gallon jug, shake it up. It's pretty simple to fix, isn't it?
Yes, they make it very easy to travel with. When I travel, I always take the little packets with me and just put it into a bottle of water.
Real easy,
just
real
shake
simple.
Shake it up.
Yep,
yes.
And shake it up. Well, Rondi, so you're in the beautiful ski country. You have a retail shop that caters to the tourists that come there. What's new in your neighborhood that would be fun to tell us about?
Well, the ski season is winding down, but then we go into our very busy summer season. And there's so much to do in Colorado in the summer. Biking, hiking, fishing, everything. There's a lot of great activities coming up.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. Any change in the beliefs and attitudes of the various tourists that come in regarding COVID or wearing masks that you can tell?
I can't really tell. It's definitely slowing down. But I'm not seeing as many masks, which is a good thing, although I did see about three yesterday. But not coming through the store with the masks on. And I certainly won't wear one.
I was reading, I don't have the article in front of me, but a very pricey private elementary school near Cornell University, which has many of the students there are children of the professors that work at Cornell University. And get this, right now, on the 14th day of April, 2023, the students are mandated to wear a mask inside and outside. The marching band wears a mask while they're marching and attempting to play their horns, and are prohibited from talking to each other at lunch.
Well, that doesn't sound like America, at least the country that I'm familiar with.
It's, you know, wearing a mask does nothing to prevent you from getting COVID. Doctors wear a mask to protect the patient from their spittle when they're, you know, doing surgery and things of that nature, which is smart, but even the N95 mask won't prevent you from getting the COVID virus. It's pretty amazing that here we are in the third year of this make-believe pandemic, that a high-priced private school near Cornell University is still making these children and causing harm, by the way. It's not just a matter of inconvenience. When you cut down the oxygen to the brain of a child, that causes brain damage that can't be fixed, doesn't it, Rondi?
Yes. It's very sad, and it's all about control and manipulation. That's all this whole thing was
it
about.
It is. It is, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, Rondi, I know you're a busy woman. You may not know the following, but the country of Switzerland now prohibits the COVID vaccine for use in people on one hand. On the other, they still allow doctors to prescribe it and give it with the following caveat. They're making the doctors personally responsible for vaccine harm. So that tells me there's probably going to not be any COVID vaccinations, are there?
Let's hope not. I mean, that's...
At least not anymore.
Exactly. That's the smartest thing I've heard about the shot in days. I mean, it was never really supposed to happen. But, you know, the powers that be want to control everyone.
Well, a friend of mine, Dr.
Ted, what it is.
A friend of mine down in Florida, Dr. Ted Brewer, and he says that President Trump is still advocating the use of vaccines within the last 2 weeks. I was so disappointed to hear that. I've been in the past a big supporter of President Trump for a lot of reasons, and this is something he needs to come clean on. He really does. Did he really believe the vaccines work? He says publicly they do. Was he lied to? Was he subjected to some kind of coercion? It would be hard to coerce President Trump. He's a pretty tough guy. But maybe they threaten his family. I don't know. But still advocating these very dangerous and non-effective vaccines at this point, at this late date, is unacceptable to me. How about you, Rondi?
Yes, I think that it needs to stop being part of the discussion, and President Trump really should come out. And I'm a huge supporter of him, but I do think there was coercion, and that's also with a lot of the healthcare workers. And, you know, people were threatened with their families if they didn't go along with the plan, and I do believe a lot of that is still going on.
Well, it's been decades ago that Ross Perot ran for president, and the powers that be felt so threatened that they, in turn, threatened his daughter to get Ross Perot to drop out, which he did. He dropped out for 2 to 3 months, and something changed, and he came back in, but by then it was too late. Ross Perot was and is a statist, and I don't support his beliefs or views, but if you go against the powers that be, if you're a tough guy like Ross Perot or President Trump, they'll threaten your children or grandchildren, won't they?
Yes, it happens a lot in politics. It happens a lot in Hollywood. It happens a lot in the whole, anyone who's in power. Behind the scenes, they are threatening a lot of these people to make them do the stuff that they want them to do. So it's very prevalent all over society, and it's very sad that we're all learning about it right now.
Did you happen to see Tucker Carlson last night, Rondi?
I did not. I got home too late.
Apparently this 21-year-old airman with the Air Guard was apprehended, and he released all these classified documents, which, according to Tucker Carlson, demonstrate that American troops are in direct combat with Russian troops. That's been held back from us. As Tucker Carlson says, U.S. Congress and the American people deserve to know that we're fighting what appears to be World War III. It's not being called yet, but we have American troops on the ground in direct conflict, in combat against Russian troops. It sounds like the beginning of World War III to me. How about you, Rondi?
It does. I've heard that a lot, but I also think that we have been in World War III with digital and everything that's going on with social media and all that stuff, too, and the transgender agenda, and I think it's all been going on for quite some time, but we're just now recognizing it as what it really is.
I think last night, I think Tucker Carlson misspoke himself when he referred to the 2 million square foot building that exploded in Texas, the dairy operation, as a barn fire. I've never heard of a 2 million square foot barn. Have you?
I have not, but I heard there were 18,000 cows.
18,000 cows blown up, destroyed, killed, burned to death. And no public explanation yet as to how and why a 2 million square foot building, only about a year old or so, by the way, which, you know, the money behind that has to be several millions of dollars to construct this thing. Most likely it had state-of-the-art fire suppression systems and everything necessary to keep a building safe from fire and explosions. It'll be interesting to see what they reveal publicly about that, won't it?
Yes, but, you know, they are taking down a lot of the food processing plants, and they want to impact our food supply. And
well, they
this
have.
Is all
they
true.
Have.
Yeah, absolutely.
They
want to feed bugs.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, getting back to LifeVantage, you're a LifeVantage dealer, so am I. You'd like to give a disclaimer, Rondi. Why don't you go ahead and do that, please?
I do not work for LifeVantage, but I am an independent consultant. The only thing the FDA allows me to say about our flagship product, Protandim NRF2, is that it reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days, and it's cumulative.
Right. Well, the flagship product, which I take every morning, is Protandim NRF2. The ingredients are simple. They're not harmful. The way they're blended is what gives them the power that they have. I also take another product, LifeVantage product called IC. That's India Charlie Bright, to help my vision. I've enjoyed 20/10 vision most of my life. It's probably deteriorated maybe 15/20 at this point, but still excellent vision. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, the Axio. I like the sour cherry. I like all the flavors. I'd like to see a variety pack offered. I would probably get that also. And I make a gallon about every 2 or 3 days. I'll make a gallon of it and just drink it occasionally as the day goes on. It's a healthy energy drink, which things like Gatorade, for example, are not healthy at all, are they?
They're really bad for you. There are studies that have shown that it affects your kidneys. It affects so many other parts of your body that it should be banned, as you have mentioned before.
Right. If I was king, I would ban Gatorade and all soft drinks, both regular and diet soft drinks. But give credit where credit is due. Gatorade's marketing has been brilliant. You see Gatorade on the benches at almost every football game, don't you?
Absolutely. It's out there for sure. Yeah,
brilliant marketing, but it's not a good product. It's not a healthy product. These monster drinks are even worse, aren't they?
Yes. Well, and if you look at the Hebrew number system on the monster cans, the number is 666.
There we go. There you go. What more do you need to know? Well, Rondi, we educate people every Friday about the advantages of LifeVantage products. They're healthy. They're nutritious. There's a number of beauty care things that the ladies like to help them with their skin care. Tell us about that a little bit.
I use True Science every single day. It's a four-part system. There's a cleanser, a toner, an anti-aging cream, and an eye serum. And the toner doesn't have alcohol. It's a pH-balanced composition that helps with your skin, and it works for every person. So, in other words, if you have oily skin or you have normal skin, it's going to work the same for everyone. And I use it every day, twice a day. It's an amazing product.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you like, if you try the LifeVantage products and you like them, you may want to move forward and become a LifeVantage distributor yourself to help your relatives, neighbors, people you go to church with, people you work with, to get the same advantages and have a little home-based business where you don't have to actually touch the product. The product is drop-shipped. You don't need to inventory a bunch of things, do you?
Not at all. They encourage you not to stockpile your products unless, of course, you are a prepper, but as I do. But I use these products every day, and they're amazing, and they're plant-based. Very clean products.
Very clean. Well, I've accumulated a small stock of some of these products myself. I keep them in a cool, dry place so that they will last a really long time. And you don't know unless you try it. I'm not going to say these for everybody, but I'd say for many people, they'll feel a difference with their Protam Nerf too within 4 to 8 weeks, don't you think?
Yes, I was sleeping better within 2 weeks. And my mother was very sick at the time when she started taking them. She had all those symptoms of fibromyalgia, and she started taking one pill a day. And after 3 months, all of her pain was gone.
Ronnie, we got our last break. We'll be right back. Everybody hold on.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Rondi, I saw an interesting headline here. There's an outfit called Consumers Research. They have a section of the, on their website that tells you what manufacturers to avoid, such as Nike, Coca-Cola, Ticketmaster, Levi, Anheuser-Busch, to make sure you're not spending money with an outfit that goes against our values. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of the woke companies that are being revealed are definitely suffering based on the information that we're getting against their politics and their
Levi Strauss has been funding anti-gun campaigns for decades. McDonald's restaurants have been funding anti-abortion campaigns, pro-abortion campaigns, excuse me, has been funding pro-abortion campaigns for decades. And there's many others, of course. The latest news is Anheuser-Busch hiring a mentally ill man pretending to be a woman to represent their company. So far, it's cost them $6 billion with a B, $6 billion in stock value. I say that's great. Don't you, Rundy?
I would agree, absolutely. They lost $800 million in one day.
Well, go woke, go broke. Rundy, what final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with this morning, my dear?
Hug your loved ones. My neighbor upstairs lost his mother suddenly this week, and she's been staying here, so I don't know what happened yet. But, you know, hug all your loved ones and keep the hope. And, you know, God bless America. God bless your families and our country, and just stay in faith.
Well said, Rundy. Well said. Well, enjoy your rainy day up there in the beautiful state of Colorado, and we'll talk next Friday.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you, my dear. What a week. The information continues to flow. We continue to learn more, learning that we have U.S. troops on the ground fighting Russian troops man-to-man is something that it's a sad day for America, that we're doing it, that it's being held from us. This young man, a 21-year-old airman, is going to pay us a very severe price. He'll be locked up for years for telling the truth, for, I should say, revealing the truth about what's really going on in Ukraine. Tough place to be, tough decision for him to make, and it's going to be an ongoing process for him. His life has changed forever. And what can you say? What can you say? That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get medical supplies, get your injury cleaner, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. The Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.